This is the place of the Real Players Playlist. Talk to the former starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins and Notre Dame standout. Joe Theismann hangs out with the Two Live Stews on 790. It's always an honor to have you, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. And let your daughter watch wrestling. It's just like watching make-believe.
Exactly. I agree with you, Joe.
I'm not going to argue with you, Joe, but I'll pick this argument up with Doug when we get you off the phone. Let's talk a little bit of football with you.
Oh, okay.
Joe, the Philadelphia Eagles have just been making move after move after move. They're negotiating right now when it comes to signing DeSean Jackson. They're allegedly negotiating when it comes to getting Michael Vick a long-term deal. Coming into the season, how strong do you feel about Philadelphia getting not just to the postseason but to a Super Bowl?
Well, I think Philadelphia is postured to be able to do it. Last year, they were one pass away from advancing past Green Bay into the conference championship game. You have Michael Vick is such a weapon, and his athletic ability has not diminished that much. His maturity as a quarterback has grown tremendously, and I think you can't win without a quarterback in this league. I mean, look at Matty Ice down there in Atlanta. I mean, I think Atlanta's postured to make a run at everybody. Green Bay, you still have the big Titans still waiting there. So, to me, I think what Philadelphia has done is they've gotten stronger defensively, which is where they really needed to improve in their secondary, and they certainly have, and starting to lock up some people in long-term deals to say, okay, this is going to be the nucleus of our football team for the next 5 years, I think makes a lot of sense.
Joe, you brought up the Green Bay Packers, and we talked about this in our show prep meeting earlier today. We are happy to have Joe Theismann in the doghouse with the Two Live Stews on 790 The Zone. No one's really talking about Green Bay, who won the Super Bowl last year with 10 or 11 players on IR. What do you think their chances of are repeating?
Well, they had 15 on IR, to be honest with you. And, probably the biggest name of all was JerMichael Finley, who could be the most dangerous weapon at the tight end position in football right now. So I think you have to talk about the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be in their third year under Dom Capers. Defensively, you have to feel that they're as good as they were, and they were a dynamic defensive football team. Offensively, Aaron Rodgers is the best pure thrower of the football that this game has ever seen. And, their wideouts are getting a little long in the tooth, but it's still a football team that I think you have to say is going to win a double digits and get in the playoffs. That's the thing is, if you're looking at teams right now, you're talking about Atlanta with Julio Jones, you're talking about Philadelphia loading up with getting DeSean there and adding Nnamdi, but what happens is if you're one play away in the playoffs, you're one kick away, you're one opportunity away, all you want to do is try and get into the postseason. I've been at Redskin Park for the last 2 weeks watching the Redskins. I think they could be the surprise team in the National Football League this year. Their schedule favors them a little bit. I think it's the 26th, quote-unquote, easiest in the league. And, they have to settle on who they want as their quarterback. So that's going to be the big question. But as you look around this league, the teams that have veteran coaching staffs, veteran players, they're the ones that are going to be successful early. And you don't want to be 0-5, 0-6. We saw the Dallas Cowboys struggle with that last year. The Carolina Panthers, I think, are going to be in a tough go. New coaching, new players, new system. Too much newness in a very short year.
Talking to Joe Theismann with the Two Live Stews on 790 The Zone right here in the ATL. What are your thoughts about the New England Patriots, Joe? They bring in Albert Haynesworth. They bring in Ocho Cinco. They sign Sean Ellis. The Belichick coach team in New England usually doesn't stay down too long as far as being in competition for a Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on the Patriots?
Well, first of all, I think Albert Haynesworth has just become a big paperweight. I mean, he's missed 3 days of practice. Albert Haynesworth is going to be Albert Haynesworth. No one is going to make him do anything that he does not want to do. I don't know why he's missed practice. Don't really care. But I feel like if Albert decides he ever wants to play football, he can be a force for Bill. I think Chad will help that wide receiving core. He gives them a savvy guy. You can spread him around where people won't get their hands on him. That's the biggest thing. If you get your hands on Chad, he's not going anywhere. Darrelle Revis proved that. But you let him run and do things that he can do with his feet, and he can be very dangerous. Yeah, and Tom Brady has played very poorly at home in the last two playoff games of the first round. I mean, basically horrifically. I expect him to have a bounce-back year, expect the Pats, to be able to. They're 14-2 last year and did the things that they did with basically using just two tight ends as wide receivers. You're going to have a team that you're going to have to reckon with.
Hey, Joe, what are your thoughts about the Cincinnati Bengals coming out in the depth chart and saying Andy Dalton, rookie from TCU, is going to be the starter this year at game one?
Why not? I mean, I think you may as well throw him in there and give him a chance to grow. You have really no other options. It's sort of foolish to throw him out, put somebody else out there, and then all of a sudden replace him. The best way to learn, guys, in this game is by playing and then looking at yourself on film, because you know why you made certain decisions. You know what the defense is seeing. You see it through your eyes versus someone else's. So I think it's the right move for Cincinnati. Now, I don't think it necessarily would be the right move in other places. I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't necessarily be the right move in Tennessee to play Jake Locker as opposed to Matt Hasselbeck or Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville as opposed to David Garrard. But in Cincinnati, where you have limited options, I think it's a smart move.
Wrapping things up right now with Joe Theismann hanging out with the Two Live Stews, two-time Pro Bowler in 82 and 83 with the Washington Redskins. Always happy to have him in the doghouse. Last couple of things, Joe. Tim Tebow appears to be sinking down the depth chart fast. At number one, they've got Kyle Orton listed, and allegedly Brady Quinn is getting a few of the second-team snaps as well. Give us your take on Tebow and his situation in Denver.
Well, guys, I don't really see him sinking. You have to get to the top before he can sink.
Good point.
Last year, you know, he was a rookie. They put him on the field, give him some experience. I still think Tim needs to develop the ability to throw the ball out of the pocket more effectively. And once he does that, then I think he can threaten the opportunity to be a starting quarterback. But, you know, you're going to put a guy out there with limited experience in a division where Oakland has gotten better. San Diego, you know, is going to be good. And, you know, Denver's sitting there going, and Kansas City is going to have a tougher road because of the schedule, but they got better. And you're going to stick a guy out there that you think needs work at the quarterback position with not a lot around him. I don't think that's the right move. So, to me, Kyle Orton was always number one there. I thought getting rid of him would have been not a very smart thing for Mr. President, Mr. Elway. I think he made the right choice. Keep them there, let him be the quarterback, and give Tim another year to work on his game. See if he can improve in the pocket and see how well he does.
Finishing up with Joe Theismann with the Two Live Stews on 790 The Zone. Kind of a two-part question, Joe. What's your relationship with the Washington Redskins and Daniel Snyder? And also, what are your thoughts about their quarterback situation? It looks like it's going to be Rex Grossman up there.
Well, I have a very good relationship with the Redskins. I'm doing their preseason game on Friday night against Pittsburgh. So, and I'll do their last one against Tampa Bay. But also, I have, I'm at practice darn near every day. So I'm learning the young guys. I just love being around the environment. I love being around the guys. You watch young players develop. Their quarterback situation, Kellen Clements has come in from the Jets. Rex Grossman has been signed. John Beck is the other quarterback that they got last year. Rex has an advantage because this is the third year in the system for him. Both Rex and Kellen have a little more playing experience than John. So it's just a question of what's going to happen in preseason. The way I look at it now is it could well be Rex. But, you know, Mike Shanahan is a very unpredictable coach. He's very willing to give guys an opportunity to be able to make the football team. They brought in Tim Hightower to be his running back, giving Dante Stallworth a chance to be able to be back in football. Jabbar Gaffney brought him in. So you look at all these different elements and the things that they're doing, and you have to love it. Here's one of those crazy stats, guys. 66 of the 90 guys on the Redskin roster are new in the last 2 years under Mike Shanahan.
Wow.
66 out of 90. That's a lot of new faces. And they really upgraded this football team. I tell you something. This team, I think, will surprise people.
Outstanding job, as always, Joe. Thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you real soon, man.
Hey, guys, one real quick thing.
Uh-huh.
I'd love people to log on to a website called defensesport.com. It's a mouth guard rinse, and if you've got kids that play any kind of sport that requires a mouth guard, if you're an athletic director at a university or a high school, it's something you have to look into.
Give us that web address one more time, Joe.
Defensesport.com.
Defensesport.com. I'm going to it right now. Thank you as always, Joe.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
That's Joe Theismann in the doghouse with the Two Live Stews on 790 The Zone.